Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
I hope we're all enjoying, I think, that feeling of reconnecting with the simple pleasures of our lives now that we can cross county borders, mingle with other households and gather outdoors. And those who love painting, the relaxation of restrictions has allowed them to take their easels, brushes and palettes outdoors to paint. Katie Flannery went to the recent En Plomb Air Festival at Birr Castle, where she met artist Jock Nicol, who was encouraging a group with their work. And Katie couldn't resist having a look at their works in progress.
An old kind of rub it down with sandpaper and then paint over it. This is just a little example for an exercise we did at college for the work, where they had to just basically work in ultramarine, burnt sienna, and white, and anything you could get from those.
I'm Jock Nicol, and I'm a painter. I do a lot of work from landscape, a very interested in landscape, always have been. So today we've got a group of people, all different experiences, different ages, different backgrounds, and we're in here in the lovely gardens of Birr Castle, and we've got a variety of subject matter, I should call it, rather than views. We've got from very, very formal gardens to more wild, overgrown areas. We have the architecture of the house itself and the castle. There's a river, there's a loch, so there's a lot for people to try and get to grips with here.
So I'm Maura Niolo, and I travelled down from Mayo today to the plein air festival here in Birr Castle. I wouldn't like to call myself an artist, but I like it as a hobby, and it isn't my day job. It's a break from my day job.
So do you find it very relaxing? Do you find that it is a break?
100%. Now, I know it might sound very mundane, but I have spent the last 5 minutes trying to get the correct colour green. I have failed, by the way, but I have been so focused on trying to get that colour green that nothing else has crossed my mind. Now, you may say I don't have a very large mind for anything to cross by, but anyway, it doesn't take long to go by. But that's how you spend your day, and nothing else occurs to you.
So after it, do you feel a sense of that you're relaxed, you're more relaxed after painting on
the... Very relaxed, but also very tired. It's a very tiring day. Yes, it's not that you're not moving, you're not physically doing anything, but you are tired at the end of the day. Now, the difference would be for me that if I had sat all day and looked at television, I wouldn't have been moving physically. I probably would have been entertained, but I wouldn't feel great at the end of it. I would feel that I had wasted my entire day, whereas here I actually have something to show for my time that I enjoyed doing while I was doing it.
My name is John Byrne. I'm a member of the Birr Art Group, and I just picked this spot because, as I said, I had plenty of green in me bag. In the pandemic, I got a liver transplant, would you believe? and up to the time you get it, I couldn't do anything, couldn't paint or anything like that. It's only since early this year that I got painting back again, because I couldn't do... You just can't... You haven't got the energy to paint or the concentration to do. But having got that, you know, it's meant a total different change, a huge change, and I've got creative, a little bit creative again. It's very important, because when you haven't got, part of your life's gone. You know, you miss doing it, but you can't do it, which is awful. It's an awful situation, but with the transplant, it has changed all that. It's got fantastic, you know, new lease of life. It's terribly relaxing. Gee, I've never had such a relaxing morning. I haven't had a morning like this in ages. It is incredibly relaxing because you're focusing in and just letting the thing kind of take a shape.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Stunning.
Thank you.
And tell us about your painting here.
Well, it's a little bit of the castle jutting out and all the different greens and the different colours coming up. Even though you can't see the actual colours, I see them.
And how important is, I suppose, art and painting to you?
Oh, very. I can't imagine my life without it, you know. Especially painting, it kind of solves all your problems in a way. If you're feeling whatever way, you just go and paint and it disappears, everything. And then you come afterwards, it's like a meditation in action, really.
My name is Mike Rafter. I was painting in the former gardens of Barcastle.
And are you an artist by trade? Or?
Chancer, more than an artist, I'd say. No, just a hobby, yeah.
And what do you think, I suppose, life would be like without art and having that expression?
Well, it'd be very boring, I think. You know, art really is about looking at everything you see as abstract. So art is a way that you show the abstract. And it's good for the soul to see these things. And you look at something and you look at it differently. Like, you could look through the doorway there now and you can see two people. But like, if you create a painting of that, it's there, it's locked in time, and it's good for the soul. It's in the Irish blood, I think, you know, and likewise with music, it's in people's blood. So we're a fairly creative nation. So, but to me, it was a great lifeline because, it helps to have something to do, like particularly when you're not meeting other people and things like that. It helps to have something to do that focuses your mind, because if you think about COVID, you know, it could play very heavily on your mind. So having the art as an outlet is brilliant, really.
I'm Alison Ross, Lady Ross, and I live in the castle here. I'm not one of these painters who is obsessive and has to paint, but when I get going and when something works well, it's just the best thing, and I feel good for the next 2 days if I've done something that works. I mean, this morning I was painting and I really forgot about everything, but I don't do that very often, and it's good to, you know, have a reason to. Painting with Jock, you know, and having a reason to paint is very relaxing. It's wonderful to have that in one's life. Yeah, I'm lucky.
I mean, COVID's been very hard, very difficult, but there are some pluses come out of it, in the sense I think people have found themselves, they've had time to do things and try things. And a lot of people, I think, are using that to kind of reevaluate what they're doing with their own, what time they have. So I think paintings have been very important and takes them away from the everyday hustle and bustle.
That was Jock Nicol finishing that report by Katie Flannery from the Plan Air Painting Festival at Barcastle. Of course, if that's your thing, remember you don't have to wait for a festival to go out and just paint outdoors.